Seating and Air presents Finish Line Radio.
Finish Line Radio
on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Your home for NASCAR in the Valley.
It's Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb, and Jason Hildebrand.
Welcome to the fastest hour in radio, live from the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studios. It's Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air. Whether you listen to us on the FM dial or the ESPN 101.3 app, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. It's spring break edition, and unlike Dale Jr., two of us are in the studio today, so we'll recap this past week's race at Phoenix, where finally I got to change the winning driver in the show schedule to young Ryan Blaney. He gets the win. We'll hear from him.
Is he still young?
Yeah. I don't know. That mustache makes him look 60. News in the world of NASCAR. I don't know that I have any or not. We'll see. I'm sure we'll find some as we head to Vegas. The first mile and a half should be fun to watch. And this guy, the one talking now, went from first last week to worst this week in fantasy. We'll break all that down. Plus, the chase standings.
You know what I'm tired of having? I'm tired of having 200-plus point weeks and finishing ninth.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
I don't even know if I had that. But I thought, I mean, there's a couple drivers that, well, yeah, we'll get into that. There's one that I made a move and I shouldn't have made the move. But we'll have all that much, much more on today's Finish Line Radio presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. I'm your a little sounding better host, Jamie Kyle, but I may cough still. And, can't get over this mess, man. I'm so tired of pollen. I love the year, the extra daylight. Don't get me wrong.
Excited about that.
I'm really excited about that. So, but it's the pollen that comes along with it. Once I get through that, I'll be good. So to my radio, right? It's all things Alabama. He's in Disney. You know, he went to Pigeon Forge this week, I think.
Did he go to Pigeon Forge? That's different.
So he wasn't going to have any access to phones up there. And I'm like, heater.
They have cell phones in.
They do.
In Sevier County.
And most of the time they...
And they work most of the time.
They got towers up there.
Lots of them.
That's the thing. So, and that's Scott and I's opinion because he does really well with that and he keeps us on the air and sits across the table.
I mean, I flew all night from Boston just to get here for this today.
You should have played in their song.
I should have played some Boston today. That would have been... Maybe we'll get that in a second. There's not a great Boston lead-in song, though.
Yeah, it's not. It's all kind of slowish stuff.
Yeah.
That's super producer Scott Webb, who's the world traveler. I mean, it's almost, is there something we need to know? I mean, over the past 2 years now, you've went to Indy, Daytona, Talladega.
Always said they'd be indications.
I'm starting to feel like that's what we're getting. So, all right, some of these drivers needed a prescription. I needed one last week, finally got one. And luckily for me and them, Mouse Creek Pharmacy has grown so much. They need another location. That's right. The same great hometown service can now be found at their newest location, Georgetown Pharmacy. And you guessed it. It's off Georgetown Road in Georgetown, Tennessee. Get away from that big box store and visit Mouse Creek or Georgetown Pharmacy today. All right, so, first I guess we got to get into this Boston trip. So how was Boston once you finally got there?
Well, I mean, it was a journey to get there. You know, we had all that wet, severe weather Friday, got my flight canceled, had to rebook. My daughter had to fly to Dallas to get to Boston. Me and my son had to fly to Charlotte to get to Boston, but we got up there and had a great time. Weather was beautiful, great walkable town. We hammered. I think I did about 60,000 steps in 3 days. So we put the pedal to the metal and visited some historic sites, threw some tea over top of over a ship. And
how'd that make you feel?
It did. I felt truly patriotic. It was a proud American moment for me.
Did you say anything?
I mean, hootsah. Gave him one of those.
Yeah.
Threw the tea right overboard.
Tell the Brits, go home.
Go home.
I think they did. With Paul Revere hanging out in Boston, too?
Oh, yeah. Well, saw Paul Revere's home.
Go that trail?
Oh, walked the trail. Did all sorts of stuff. So, great time. Great city. Can't wait to go back.
And Fenway.
Did take a journey down to Fenway. Said it couldn't have been a couple miles away. I was like, and not go visit it. So it was awesome.
I think you chose that over watching some of the race, so
maybe.
Who knows? All right, this year's
we got opinions, though.
We do.
They may not be very well informed, but we got them.
Don't make me laugh. I'll cough. Heater Dud Meter brought to you by the County Commissioner Mylon Blake, who says, don't be a dud. Make sure you vote Republican in the Republican primary in May. And when you do, click to reelect Mylon Blake as District 3 County Commissioner. I'm going with a 2. Let's flip it back to the old configuration. That's my opinion.
See, when I saw that on the show notes, I actually read the show notes today.
Shocker.
It's spring break. Had a little extra time. Talk me through that. You like the old style better? I mean, I want to know what your thought process is.
I feel like there, ever since we've gone to the new style, there hasn't been as good of racing.
It's the exact same track.
I know, but it's odd because it wasn't like that before, I didn't feel like. Or did they change it to try to get something else out of it? I think you did the having that on the back stretch and not having that as the finish line, being able to go below and stuff like that. Added a little bit of dynamic to it. To me, it was
especially
just like,
on restarts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, first corner was always tough, and with Phoenix, you had 3 different ones, and the way it was configured, it was, you know, the first one was different than the middle, and the middle is different than the end, and you know,
I don't know. I thought,
well, maybe I just think that it sucks. And
well, I mean, it's not. I mean, I think it put on a pretty good show. I saw Gluck's poll from this week had it the second highest Phoenix race in the last 6 years, something like that. So
what made it that? Because it wasn't close. I mean, Christopher Bell, had not been for pit strategy and stuff like that, checked out on the field.
Even going back to last year's championship race, wouldn't you say that pit strategy? Like we always talk on this show about variables, and when there's more variables to a race, it tends to have a better finish, a more exciting race, and tires and strategy, you know, just like in the championship at the end of the year that Hamlin had the best car by far, but he didn't win the race. Yeah. And we've seen that. We see that probably more frequently at this track than maybe some of the others now that it has been reconfigured and Harvick is no longer racing. We've seen some things and some upsets and you know, Blaney had a fast car. It didn't have anything
come
to do with
the field like 3 times.
Yeah, I mean, to have all the struggles they had throughout the day, a couple cut tires and some issues in pit road, to be able to overcome all that and pass as many cars as they did, you know, that puts on a pretty good show, and I think it's reflective in some of the people's opinion out there, especially in Gluck's poll.
And not mine. Tires did play a big role on the amount of tires, actually played a big role and wound up hurting some drivers, one being the 9 car, which – you know, if we go back to 2020 when he won the championship, he had to win from there, and he did really well. It seems like, you know, he's kind of gone downhill at that track over the last 4 or 5 years. And you know, they had 9 sets, I think, or 10 sets of tires the other day, and they had to change earlier because there were people blowing tires and stuff like that. And then I think it kind of strategy caught up with him.
Well, and part of that, though, my question to that be, is it the tire or is it the setup that the guys were running that were hurting the tires? And part of that, I think it's usually a combination of both. But in this case, it seems like, and again, I didn't get to see all the race, it's that setup was probably causing as many issues as anything else. It wasn't necessarily the tire. It's they push the setup on these cars because they are so close. And right. There's so little difference between cars that sometimes you got to get aggressive, and if you cross that line, you can run into a situation where you're going to have to burn through an extra set of tires that you didn't want to have to burn through at that particular point in the race, and that can come back to bite you. So it, you know, it's, I don't know, I haven't heard an explanation for the 9 team yet, but a guy that's had a pretty good start to the year and is
fourth in points right
now.
Fourth
in points, so you would think that this would is just continuing to build the resume that maybe they have turned a corner and maybe they're starting to look a lot more like the 2022-2023 version and not the 2024-2025 version.
But have they? I mean, so is this chase
it's
format?
In points. I don't know.
But is this chase format going to reward somebody who, you know, so?
Well, I would think that this format would be better for the 9 car.
It would absolutely
because,
be better for the 9 car.
Because they tend to be maybe not tip-top elite running in the top 2 or 3 all the time, but they seem to run in the top 7 all the time when something doesn't happen.
Right.
So I would think he would appreciate an opportunity for consistency to be more rewarded than to have these one-offs where we need to win to make sure we get in.
One of the things I noticed when doing some show prep, because I actually do show prep, unlike you boys, six Toyotas in the top 10 seems to be kind of happening week over week. And then Bubba with another top 10. We can talk about that second. But, with the Toyotas, is this something we're going to see kind of on the handling tracks? I don't know that Chevrolet's got the new car kind of figured out yet. We'll figure it out this week because we're going to right. Vegas. But I feel like the Toyotas.
First mile and a half.
So. And we could say the Toyotas have had an edge because, Reddick's won most
won
of the races.
Three races. So.
But Bubba's been there. Denny's been there. So they've all been there. So it's just been kind of one of those deals where I feel like the Toyotas have had a really good start of the season.
Well, I mean, don't we see this every year, though? We see teams kind of hit the ground running and other teams need a little more time to catch up, and then at some point we kind of find a balance. I think this is another example of the Toyotas have come out swinging, and especially the 2311 cars. Three wins by Reddick. You've got Bubba continuing to run well week in and week out. It's probably more of they found something, and now the rest of the field has to play catch-up. But that's a great play, especially in this format. You build a cushion. I mean, Reddick didn't have his best day, but he still has a 60-point lead in the standings because he's bought and built some cushion for them to go out there and have, a so-so day and it not really impact them from a points perspective. So, you tip your hat and you say the Toyotas have kind of figured it out. Now it's up to Chevrolet and Ford to kind of put some time and work in to try to get caught up to where the Toyotas are running.
Christopher Bell, speaking of another Toyota, probably the fastest car, and I think even Blaney admitted it all day.
Just looking at all the data and all that stuff, it looks like that car, the 20 car, was just the class of the field.
Couldn't close it out, though, and pit strategy, to your point earlier, really worked out. And listen, you give him 15 more laps,
that probably wins probably that race. Right, but, I mean, same thing was true with Hamlin at the championship race. Yeah. You give him 10 more laps, he's probably going to run Larson down and win the championship. So pit strategy, cautions, all those things play a role. You've got to make the right decision. And there's, especially when you're that good, it's hard to make a decision because everybody's going to go opposite of what you do. So you've got to go out there and try to make the best choice you can and then hope that it works, and it just didn't work out for Bell this week.
Absolutely. All right, so SVG, it didn't work out for him twice, but then it worked out in the end. I noticed that typically every time something happens to SVG, you guys get a text something about no talent. He wrecked
I
twice.
I think we did get a no talent text.
NTT.
Yeah, while I was meandering the streets of Boston.
So he wrecked twice and still finished 11th. I don't know if that's how good his car was or if there was some issues with pit strategy and stuff like that, but it was pretty racy most of the day.
Right, but a strong start to the year. I'm trying to find my notes.
He's in the top five.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think this week will be a big test for them because we're getting into the mile and a halfs, and it would be an opportunity to go out there and let people know if this is real or not.
Yeah.
I think even – me, I will admit that I don't know if it's real yet. We've had a couple super
Shocker.
Speedways. We've
Come
had
on
a
over
road
to my
course.
Side. There's plenty of room over here.
But it could be that the guy is, we know he's a world class driver.
Yeah.
It could be that the guy is really starting to figure it out. And if that's the case, that could be a little scary because we know he's going to be super competitive at all the road courses that we're going to run at this year. If he can start to figure out some of these intermediate tracks, speedway racing is a, me and you could drive in speedway yeah. racing. And we could have good finishes. So if they go out there and run top 10 again this week, that would be a pretty scary thought with the amount of road courses we have in the schedule.
Yeah, and fifth in points, actually. So one better than Christopher Bell, who dominated. All right, I want to get your opinion on this. I'd heard this through a couple of channels or whatever this past, over the weekend. And so my question
sources?
To you is, sources, unnamed sources. Does Kyle Busch still have it? One, in my opinion, this experiment with RCR is not working out. So when you think of, does Kyle Busch still have it? You can answer that one here in a second. If you think he does. Is it RCR, or did we kind of see the downfall of Kyle Busch towards the end of the JGR world where he wasn't running that well?
That's a tough one, because I still think he's one of the most talented drivers in the sport. But as a whole, as an organization, they have not necessarily lit the world on fire the last several years. You know, there was that stretch his first year there. They looked pretty racy, especially at the beginning of the year. Then they kind of hit that mid-season lull that ended up, you know, costing him a real chance to do anything in the playoffs. So I don't know. I think it's, you know, there's a point in time where age starts to become a factor. You know, we've seen it with all the greats. But I don't know if that is the only explanation. I think this is an organization that has struggled, and the hope was that he would elevate them to that championship level. And for whatever reason, it could be a combination of both. It could be maybe his skill set is not as great as it once was. Maybe he, more than any driver in the sport, misses, you know, this was a guy that would practice. And really, since COVID, they've eliminated practicing at most tracks. They do a little bit of the super speedways sometimes. But you take all those factors in, and he obviously doesn't look like the same driver pre-COVID. And I think, I don't know that any one is a factor, but I think all of them are factors in why we've seen a deficiency in the amount of competitive racing they've really kind of had over the last 4 or 5 years.
And as a team RCR, you've got Austin Dillon in 29th in points, and then you've got Kyle Busch in 20th in points. So it's not – I mean, Dillon was racy on Sunday. He was up running around the front. But
we know where Dillon is going to be good at. We know there's a few tracks. We know he's going to have good runs at Richmond. We know he's going to be – in the mix at super speedways. But Kyle Busch is a different level of racer than Austin Dillon. And outside of that beginning stretch at RCR, we really haven't seen the consistency. So to me, it's probably equipment, but I think all of it is played a role in them not having the performance that they would like.
But can we go with equipment and you can correct me here, because I'm not really sure, but I think that, you know, if we go down and we look Michael McDowell in the 71, is that not RCR equipment?
And I think there's a partnership
there, and AJ Allmendinger in the 16. I feel like there's a partnership there. So, you know, those guys are McDowell's in eighth in points, and Allmendinger in 13. Now, granted, I say Murderer's Row like the first three races because you've got
Super Speedway and Road Course. So who knows? I mean, Kyle Busch could have won COTA last year. He was right there until the last quarter of the race. Yeah. He could have easily won COTA last year. So, you know, they've had good races. It's the consistency that's been missing, and that's the fall off. Kyle Busch, it didn't matter what kind of car he had.
Yeah.
He was finding a way to get that car into the top 10 when he was running for JGR. And we just have not seen that same kind of impact at RCR.
Won the truck race 2 weeks ago at Atlanta. Kind of thought that might...
truck race driver of all time.
Yeah. So over 200 wins in all three. So, all right, let's jump into the shock finisher of the week.
Shock Finisher of the Week, brought to you by Caldwell Paving and Grading.
Locally owned for two generations, Caldwell Paving and Grading paves driveways, roads, and their own asphalt plant. They can even pave interstates, too. Give them a call. And with their own asphalt plant, they can pave their own interstates, too. Hello. Give them a call, 423-336-3841. You'll be shocked how good they are. I'm going with the 88. I'm going with SVG, two wrecks, and finish 11th.
That's a good one. I had two picks. Bell for not winning because he just had the best car. But I'm going to take Tyler Reddick because he's won everything else up until this point. Him not really, not a horrible day, but, you know,
It wasn't winning.
It wasn't winning, so he'll be my shock finisher.
He's probably pretty pumped that he just got to go straight home, not had to do all the interviews afterwards. So.
Well, I don't know. I think they like collecting those trophies.
Yeah, especially his boss. So, all right, Ryan Blaney gets the win. He does what he normally does at Phoenix, and I think Joey Logano in my fantasy standings, or who I picked, would have been up there, but he decided he wanted to take Ross Chastain out and the 48, which we'll talk about the 48 a little bit in our news in the world of NASCAR, but takes the 48 out there, so he's kind of not there. Blaney does get it done, though, like I said, from the back to the front, I think, twice. Let's hear from him in victory lane.
Yeah, it's a day of perseverance, that's for sure. Just really fast early, was able to win the stage and then have, our issue on pit road and, kind of battle back from that and then had another one and battle back from that one too. And, we were able to overcome a lot of different things today. And all those guys did a good job of, learning from, hey, here's what we did wrong. Learning from them and moving on, and continuing to think about what's the next task, right? What's the next pit stop and stuff like that. So they did a good job of overcoming that. And Jonathan did a good job of throwing two on it there at the end and not getting the lead, but was able to get the lead after on the last restart and, just get far enough away from Bell to finish first. So definitely a long day, but really proud of everybody for keeping their heads down after, I think it's easy to kind of beat yourself up over that stuff and kind of take yourself out of the game. But, those guys just don't do that. Those guys' mentality are unbelievable, and this whole mentality on this 12 group is where it needs to be. So mainly proud of the effort from all those guys for fighting back like they did.
Joey should have got Ryan to grow just hair on his face in 3 days and put that on his head. I think that would have probably worked.
Yeah, they both got some unique looks going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be the shock finisher of the week for sure,
if
those
he were
two
to
looks.
Grow that out, put it on there, I think it'd be perfect. That Victory Lane interview is brought to you by Lakeview Community Church. Lakeview Community Church is pastored by Eric and Lakin Golden. They meet Sundays at 10:30, Sunday night small groups at 6, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more information, go to lakeviewcommunity.church, lakeviewcommunity.church. All right, anything you see that looks halfway decent on our digital media or on our social media is done by WebIVE Digital Marketing. They can do the same thing for your business. Makes it look really professional when, Scott and I and Jason are not really professional. So if you want more information on that, go to WebIVE.com. Great supporter of Finish Line Radio. All right, news in the world of NASCAR when we come back.
Buckle up and hang on. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. Pull those straps tight. It's time for more Finish Line Radio on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Welcome back to Finish Line Radio, cooled by Dale's Heating and Air. Jimmy Kyle, Scott Webb in the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studios. Jason on spring break with his family. It's a good song, Scotty.
Thank you.
So that air conditioner is not cranking up like it should. You want to make sure you give Dale's Heating and Air a call. You can do that here in Cleveland, 423-509-8787. Or if you're, in Scottsdale, Arizona, listening to us, thank you first. But do like we do. Just call Dales.com. All right, it's time for news in the world in NASCAR. I wonder if we have anybody that listens to us from Scottsdale, Arizona.
World famous, this show.
Or infamous. News in the world in NASCAR is brought to you by Bradley Veterinarian Hospital. BVH is a locally owned veterinarian hospital that will see animals from as small as your new puppy to your livestock on the farm. With over 50 years of service and 5 highly trained veterinarians that live in the town they work in, this could be your last stop for all your veterinarian needs. I've trusted them with my dogs for over 40 years, and you can too. Give them a call, 423-479-2051, or visit their website, bradleyvet.com, to make your appointment today. All right, Scott, the 48, it was announced last week, kind of late, that Alex Bowman dealing with vertigo. I've never dealt with vertigo before.
Me either.
Can't imagine that the dizzy feeling that vertigo provides that I understand would be that beneficial in the car, which kind of explains maybe why he wanted out of that thing last week.
I don't think vertigo and driving a stock car is probably
Imagine that on a road course too.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, that was probably not a good few minutes for him. But
what I don't know either is I don't think that goes away. I think it's one of those things you deal with that you maybe have to get medicated for. I'm not sure.
Imagine.
Maybe we can get our crack research staff on that here in just a second when Scott's reading.
I think he's going to be out. I think they've already announced he's going to be out again this week as well.
Excuse me, Anthony Alfredo is not a bum. I mean, no. He does all their sim work for them at Hendrick Motorsports. So he said, I think Denny had mentioned on his podcast that, you know, he thinks Anthony's probably turned more laps in a stock car than anybody else because he does all their sim work stuff for him. So, you know, kind of not a rookie jumping in the car. Hate that for Alex, though. It seems like after last year, you were looking for him to kind of have a bounce back year, and it's not the way he started.
No, just not the year. You know, I think we talked about it last week a little bit about him being kind of the outlier at that organization, especially you look at the year Chase has kind of turned things around. Byron has always kind of been in the mix. You know, Larson's, what, three-time champion now?
Yeah.
And Bowman kind of hit a level and has kind of been stuck in neutral, to use a NASCAR analogy. But, you know, they needed that organization and that team needed to start seeing some positive things happen. And this is just going to further set them back. So you have to start looking at where you're sitting in the points. You know, you've got to be in the top 16 this year. So you can't just have that miracle one-off win to get yourself into the playoffs. So hopefully he can get rested up, get healed up, you know, get the proper medical treatment, and they can be out there ready to go.
That car's 36 right now.
36
Scott.
In points. So they've got some work to do. And so hopefully this is not a 3, 4, 5 week ordeal, maybe just in a couple weeks. At least we'll give themselves a chance. But with this format, there's less opportunity.
Right.
You know, you can't just win a race, be running 28th in points and get yourself in. It's built on consistency. And so you may be able to have one or two bad weeks or not be able to race. And then, you know, if things don't go well and it ventures farther than that, it's just going to be near impossible to catch up and put themselves in, even giving themselves an opportunity to get into the playoffs.
All right, it's time for your NASCAR Cup point standings. Those are brought to you by Bree Maia with Cry Like Realtors. Whether you're selling your home or buying your dream home, or like me, buying an investment home, you need a realtor you can trust. Bree is a realtor I trust, and you should too. Give her a call at 1-269-598-6243 today. Scott Webb, how about you take it away?
Thanks, Jamie. It's now time for your NASCAR Cup Series standings after the Straight Talk Wireless 500. That's a proper race name.
Kind of like rolls,
Straight Talk
too.
Wireless 500 from Phoenix Raceway. Tyler Reddick, so your leader. He has a 60-point lead over Ryan Blaney. Bubba Wallace third, Chase Elliott, SVG fifth. Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, Michael McDowell, Chris Buescher, and Kyle Larson are your top 10. William Byron, Denny Hamlin, A.J. Allmendinger, Carson Hocevar, Ty Gibbs.
I met a Carson Hocevar fan today.
Did you?
A woman.
She
loves Hocevar.
Because it's action, baby. Yeah. Something's happening.
That's right.
Could be an 18-car pileup, or he may thread a needle and pass six cars. But something's always going on there. Ty Gibbs in 15th, and Brett Keselowski rounds out your top 16. And that is your NASCAR Cup Series standings.
The older you've gotten, the less impactful that's got.
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a long season.
Listen, all that, everything, even this long season of point standings is brought to you by Bree Maia. Give her a call for all your real estate selling and buying needs, 1-269-598-6243. All right, when we come back, it's time to move on to a mile and a half. We'll head to Vegas. We'll get you ready right after this.
We got you covered. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. The green flag is out. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Welcome back to Finish Line Radio, cooled by Dale Singing Air. Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb, and the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studios. Heater's up in the mountains. Got to get a better agent. We talk about this every year.
Every year.
Time to move on.
We definitely need better representation.
Because we're in here spring break.
Early spring break.
Yeah, too. Everybody's traveling. We're hanging out here talking some NASCAR. But we like it. It's time to move on to the next race in life. Your next race may be buying a new home or moving an aging family member to their new home. Boundless Moving and Storage can move you to whatever your next race in life is. For more information, go to boundlessmoving.com or give them a call, 763-1-0-0-0. Let's jump into a couple of driver interviews from our partners at MRN. The newly married Alex Hayden. He sounds different. Sounds married on the radio.
Yep.
Some more knowing he's going to get fed, I think, when he gets home.
A little jam session on X the other night.
Did he?
Yes. Yeah, you missed that. Yeah. Go back and take a look.
I'll have to do that. Make a comment. What was it, 80s?
Yeah, I think I can't remember what the song was. I'm going to play it. It's one of the songs in our rotation. I'm definitely going to. I think it was Bad Company. I think he had a little Bad Company.
So. On his keyboard?
On his keyboard. Yeah. So go back and check that out.
Talented man he is.
All right, Alex Hayden.
That's right. MRN interviewed Josh Berry. They said, what do you remember about your victory? Help me on my fantasy 1 year ago in this race.
I think the biggest thing that I think back on it is just, you know, that it wasn't mistake-free. It goes back to what I was saying about just keeping your head in the game. And you know, we had a bad pit stop. We had to come back down the wheel or come down pit road and tighten a wheel and went to the back. And you made some progress, got a little off on strategy, and you know, things worked out to get us back in the track position to capitalize on the win. I mean, the biggest thing I remember is probably just the battle with Daniel Suarez at the end there. You know, we both knew that whoever got control, got the lead, was going to win this race. And you look back on those moments, and it's so huge for your season. Obviously, you're racing for your first win ever, but obviously it's so pivotal in the previous format to win those races that you realize how big of a moment is. And, you know, thankfully I was able to come out on top.
Absolutely, he did. What a win for Josh Berry last year. 1 year ago, got his first win in the Cup Series. All right, Kyle Busch, who's been, I don't know when he had his last Cup Series win.
It's been a long
time ago. You know, you can kind of tell when you see it because MRN asked, do you put any extra pressure on yourself when you race at your home track?
It's another race. Like, I don't feel like you can put any added pressure on any other race because I learned all of this from 2015 going into Homestead, right? Like, it's the championship race. You're one of the final four. This means you bringing home a championship trophy, right? And so for me, I just treated that race as it was any other race. I let it play out, do all the things that we knew how to do and control. And we won. And so, like, that race there taught me how to basically go through all the rest of the races and just put yourself in that right mindset to be able to control your own destiny and not what everybody else is sort of doing around you.
Yeah, that's definitely what he needs to be doing every week, maybe, and he would have a better shot at doing well. All right, and then you and Jason's favorite driver, Shane Van Gisbergen.
Gisbergen.
We can be calling him Gins. It's Gisbergen.
That's why I say SVG. I butcher it one way or the other, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, they asked him, can you describe what it's like to like as a driver to make laps at Las Vegas?
Ripping into Vegas at 310 Ks or 200 and something mile an hour and trusting a car to hold it flat. Like, physics shouldn't, you know, like the way the car goes into the corner and the rear end is set up to skew when it compresses and the car goes sideways, you know, and you keep turning left, but the rear end moves out, and this invisible hand of God, Ross Chastain calls it, you know, pushing on the right rear quarter panel, stopping you from spinning out, like the physics of what it does. And then when other cars are around you, how it's so affected by the air of the other cars, it's mind-blowing stuff as a driver.
I could tell you when I was driving around Daytona, I did feel like I had the hand of God on the back of the car holding it down as I was going into the corner.
Please, otherwise. please bite. Please turn left.
There was that because I was. It was a little bit of a.
But you got so much talent, you probably weren't that concerned. It's just a little flicker in the back of your mind.
It was a little flicker. I mean, I trusted it. You got to trust your equipment. I mean,
you just got to trust it, man.
And that's a rule in life. Just trust your equipment, no matter what it is. Just trust your equipment. So, it's one of those deals. I'm about to choke myself up there. All right, this week's schedule is brought to you by That'd be Porter Concrete. Jonathan Porter and his family have been concreting driveways, sidewalks, foundations, and pull decks for many years. Finding the right person to handle your concrete projects, it's definitely important. I've trusted Porter Concrete for all my concrete needs, and I actually send them to my friends all the time, and you can trust them with yours. Whether it's commercial, residential, large or small, well, they'll do them all. Give them a call, 423-596-0740. Weber, with a schedule.
Thanks, Jamie. It's Saturday. We've got two series running this week at Las Vegas. Saturday on the CW app at noon, the O'Reilly Auto Parts practice and qualifying. 2:30 on Prime is Cup practice and qualifying. 5 o'clock, it'll be the pre-race ceremonies on the CW for the O'Reilly race. 5:30 race. Stages are 45, 45, and 110. Looks like it's going to be in the 80s and beautiful there in Las Vegas. On Sunday, we got FS1 has the pre-race at 2:30. 4 o'clock.
I can get behind that.
4 o'clock.
Because that means like 4:30 probably, 4:35 right. On green flag drop.
Green flag, time to go out, get some things done on Sunday. Cup race on FS1, 80, 85, and 102. And again, in the 80s with 0% chance of rain, so should be a good weekend in Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Exciting restarts. Field can tend to get spread out as they move along, but anytime there's a caution in restarts, the first 8 to 10 laps are pretty electric. Then things start to settle in. Got to have good runs. We've seen Toyotas run well there. We've seen the Fords run pretty well there.
Yep.
So those are kind of guys to keep an eye on. It'll be interesting to see how the Chevys do. Elliott's had a good, strong start to the year. William Byron's had some good runs. So
you can run high there. So Larson has
a chance. Larson could be a good pick this week as well. So it should be a fun race. Mile and a half, the backbone of the sport. We're into the teeth of it now as we kind of transition away from this beginning of the season.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we're going to find out who's in the teeth of the top. That just didn't make sense. Anyway, fantasy standings. Whatever. We'll do that right after this.
The caution is out. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. Fantasy isn't just for football. It's fantasy racing time on Finish Line Radio.
Brought to you by Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Welcome back to Finish Line Radio, cooled by Dale's Heating and Air. Chris Dale had a way to get rid of the pollen.
That would be a moneymaker.
Ton. Big time moneymaker. All right, the Rick Cart, Lidge Fantasy Standings. They're brought to you by Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services. You probably heard me talk about my friend Michael Williamson, who owns Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services. I've known him since high school. Let me tell you, he takes pride in doing things the right way. Whether you need drywall repair, new flooring, electrical work, plumbing fixes, or just a fresh coat of paint, Clarity's handyman team can handle it. No shortcuts, no surprises, just solid, dependable work. So if your home needs attention, call Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services today at 423-458-2600. I'm in the Spanish zeros today. Tell them the Finish Line boys sent you. All right, Webb. Let's hit this real quick. I don't know if I want to talk much about it. Anyway, going to rattle your cage. He's stinking horrible. And, I mean, probably guessing at all of the things he's picking.
He's guessing well.
Still finishes first, tied with Dale's Not Dead. Now, like where that really reigns true is Dale's Not Dead. Yeah, he is. But those are both two huge Dale Earnhardt fans and kind of got out of NASCAR until he died. And we've been able to bring him back. So they finished 1-1. Then third, Brandon Gaines. I think that's the old Garth Brooks alter ego, loving left turns. No, he turned right last week, Chip. And he finishes fourth, fifth, Kevo Racing. Still trying to beat his daughter, which he actually does this time. Great job, Kevo. You should be proud that you beat your teenage daughter. Arnold Tarpley, he's back. Arnold. In sixth place, tied with Jason Hildebrand. Got a lot of ties this week. Jason Hildebrand in sixth, RLM Racing. And then we get down to Webb. and
who pulled out the race winner in the time I was wandering around Boston saying, oh, let me make a quick change here.
Yep.
And that worked out great.
Yes. And I, well, let's get to this. Dawsonville Dominator. Well, we can see when he gets his girlfriend back down there, he's finished his 10th. I think he was usually top five now. And he made it Facebook official, Scott. I mean, when you're his age, you don't make your girlfriend stuff Facebook official. But he did it anyway. He's one like Ryan Blaney. He can grow hair in a day. Wild Racer in 11th. Then you get to me in 12th, along with Lyle. I need to quit following the real Lyle.
I need to look. Does that say 144 points?
That's what the real Lyle got, yeah. I mean, but him and I tied last week for first. So it's just, you know, if I need to get away from him. He's
blind,
bad news.
Blind squirrel.
Finds a nut every once in a while. And then the overall league standings, we got Loving Left Turns. He's lucky to be up there. Dale's not dead. Yeah, he is. RLM Racing, Brandon Gaines, Jason Hildebrand in fifth. Going to ride out of your cage even after the win. Still in sixth. That's how bad he's been. He's horrible. Kibo Racing, Jamie Kyle in eighth. Arnold Tarpley ninth. Webb in tenth. Dawsonville Dominator finally got a new girlfriend. Facebook official in 11th. Wild Racer in 12th. And then the real Lyle. Look, Keith White has joined the league. He plays one race. And then he doesn't put his – I mean, his son comes in here and –
it's embarrassing.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
And then he says, let me get this done. And then he comes up with the original name of K White 867. I mean, Keith, can you not come up with anything better than that? You work at Coca-Cola. I mean, put the real thing or something. I mean, my gosh. And he finishes 213 points for the whole year. Didn't even jump into the Phoenix saga. So you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Keith. You let your son down. Let's just go with that.
Ooh.
That's big. All right, I'm going with this week. I'm going with Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, who runs well at Vegas. Chris Buescher, also a good runner at Vegas. Ty Gibbs. Listen, that man's on a heater.
He is on a heater.
After Chris Gabehart threw some words out, threw some shade, as the young ones would say. Tyler Reddick in the garage. Why not? I got Josh Berry over, I just changed it. I got Ty Gibbs over Josh Berry. I've got Josevar over Daniel Suarez. And then I've got Reddick over Blaney. And I've got Wallace over Briscoe. I toyed with picking Briscoe because I feel like he's due. NASCAR doesn't have any of the bets this week, so won't be able to help you with that. Just if you got a gambling problem, stop. Webb, what you got?
First of all, I have Tyler Reddick in my lineup this week. He's averaging fifth in fantasy. 56.3 points per race. I think Blaney is second at 39 points.
Are you about to change that?
No. I mean, that's unbelievable. But I have Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, and Denny Hamlin. I got Blaney in the garage. I got Gibbs over Barry, Josevar over Suarez, Reddick over Blaney, and Bubba Wallace over Chase Briscoe.
All right, I got some gambling things here for you. Just want to make sure we do this with Vegas. Hang tight here just a second with some radio silence is always great. Kyle Larson is looks like a 500-1. 701 Denny Hamlin. Similar there. If you want to go down to the bottom of the barrel, see if we have anybody down here that's of note. Van Gensbergen's a 10,000-1.
I think it's a big week for SVG.
He's got to prove some stuff.
If he goes out there and runs top 10 and has a pretty strong showing, then you can, as we said earlier, then you can start to say, maybe.
Yeah. Anything under 1,100-1 would be Elliott, Logano, Reddick, and Blaney. You're kind of getting in there. You know, last year's winner, Josh Bell, was a 4,000-1. So, one of those deals where it's, could be feast or famine, I think, for any of these guys. But you know what, Scott? Really excited next week. We get to go to Darlington, the Lady in Black. So should be a lot of fun to talk about that, and always a lot of fun to watch that. Typically, doesn't that? That's in. I think it's in September when it normally falls on.
It's on Labor Day weekend. They'll have it on. They'll race it on Sunday night. But the last few years, this has been Throwback Weekend. I don't know if they're still doing.
They've decided not to do that anymore. Hey, to each their own. I'm almost down with it. I enjoyed it. I think having a theme is something that would be imperative. Maybe you do it every other month or every other year, and so it still seems somewhat new. But With these wraps now, man, they can print whatever they want to print and rock and
do
roll
whatever
through it.
They want.
It's crazy. All right, so we'll make sure you tune in next week. We'll break down Vegas for you. We'll get you ready for Darlington, for Scott Webb, for a vacationing Jason Hildebrand. I'm Jamie Kyle. Thanks for listening to another edition of Finish Line Radio.
Don't forget to follow Finish Line Radio on Twitter at Finish Line Radio. Finish Line Radio presented by Dale's Heating and Air
on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.